So what about tolerability, toxicity? Obviously, we have a lot of experience with PARP inhibitors, with other tumors, with olaparib, and all these agents. You hear about GI problems, you hear about cytopenias. What was seen in the POLO trial?
There was definitely toxicity issues on the olaparib, at least comparing to placebo, which again is not necessarily the most fair comparison because the tolerability to placebo was very good. But the toxicities seen with olaparib in this trial were similar to, probably a little less intense, but similar to what was seen in the ovarian and breast cancer studies with the GI toxicities that you mentioned, the myelosuppression, et cetera. Patients were able to be, the doses were able to be modified so that they were able to stay on. And I think those modifications actually helped with the tolerability.
If you had to estimate, how many patients do you think you've treated with a PARP inhibitor who had pancreatic cancer yourself?
Oh, well, I had the luxury of having a couple of trials available for these patients. So I think probably close to 100 patients in the last several years.
And any sort of anecdotal experiences you want to talk about in terms of toxicities? The ovarian people, you know, some of them use preemptive medication for GI problems. They have different approaches to cytopenias, anemia. Some of them will transfuse. Others decrease the dose. What's been your experience and how do you manage this?
Well, it's interesting. You know, most of the PARP inhibitors, including veliparib, the effective dose at inhibiting the PARP enzyme is about 5 or sometimes 10-fold lower than the dose that's actually approved for use. So I've always had the mindset that if you actually reduce the dose, you do increase tolerability, but you're probably still effectively treating the PARP enzyme in the tumor. And that has been the experience that I've had, is that patients who had GI toxicity or myelosuppression, and definitely those were the two primary side effects that I've seen, when you take them off the pills, give them a little bit of a break, allow them to recover, takes about a week or two to recover, then you put them on a lower dose, they almost always are able to tolerate a lower dose. Either one step lower or two steps lower, they're almost always able to tolerate the lower doses.
And what about cytopenias and anemia?
Similar story, that they're able to recover, their bone marrow is able to recover, and when they do, if you put them on a lower dose, that tends to be not as much of a problem.